I'm Steve Norman, VOA News. President Trump says it looks as though a missing Saudi journalist is dead. We get more information now from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for the Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump adds he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, so we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad with ties to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis have dismissed those reports. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Two top officials in southern Afghanistan, including police commander General Abdul Razik, have been killed in a shooting incident during a visit by U.S. General Scott Miller, who was not harmed, the Taliban claiming responsibility for that attack. United States pushing back against claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Islamic State is starting to execute hundreds of hostages in Syria, including U.S. and European nationals. Putin said IS had taken 700 people from a displaced persons camp near Deir ez-Zor in an area controlled by U.S.-backed forces. A gap is growing between Washington and Seoul over an inter-Korean military pact Washington worries might weaken South Korea's defenses against an attack by the North. South Korea's foreign minister says U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed discontent when he spoke to him after Seoul outlined plans to sign a military agreement with Pyongyang. This is VOA News. President Trump is threatening to close the country's southern border unless Mexico stops what he calls an onslaught of Central American migrants. A caravan of thousands of Hondurans are hoping to reach the U.S. Out on the Cal Fall campaign trail, Mr. Trump said he will not allow the migrants to enter the country, and he accused the Democratic Party of encouraging the caravan in order to affect the upcoming U.S. election.
As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary. All caused because of the illegal immigration onslaught brought by the Democrats because they refuse to acknowledge or to change the laws. They like it. They also figure everybody coming in is going to vote Democrat.
Honduras is one of the most violent and deadly nations, in part because of gangs and drugs. The migrants say that is why they are fleeing their home country. Trump administration says it will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the decision to end the protections of undocumented young adults in the U.S. and a federal appeals court does not rule on the immigration issue by month's end. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Trump ended the DACA program last year. It was an Obama-era initiative that shielded about 700,000 young adults from foreign countries who had been brought to the U.S. illegally as children. A California federal court required the program be continued for the existing participants, and the Trump administration appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. That court still hasn't ruled, so now the Justice Department says if it doesn't get an answer by October 31st, it will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Facebook has set up what they're calling a war room to combat fake accounts and bogus news stories ahead of upcoming elections. Company's director of product management, Sameed Chakrabarty, says that they are prepared to quickly shut down postings that could unduly influence elections.
We want to make sure that we have a high level of agility and a high level of speed because we know in an election, every moment counts. And that's why we're also committed to making sure we're getting it right this time. We are laser focused and everybody across the company has a deep sense of responsibility to make sure that our platforms are safe and secure for all elections around the world.
Days after President Trump's surprise victory in 2016, CEO Mark Zuckerberg brushed off assertions the outcome in the U.S. election had been influenced by fictional news stories on Facebook. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Everybody, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on this. But later today, we'll be making a stop in Cameroon, where our guest is coming from, and that is Adele Clarice. Adele hails from Cameroon, and so she will be right here to talk about her music and to give you some lovely songs. So stay close and don't go away. But right now, let's take some beautiful music from across the continent, starting off with Sierra Leone's Succulent. And this is Wangrim Bobo. It's a bubu-style music. And Succulent is currently in the United States. Yes, so Succulent, I wish you all the best. All right, and right after that, Sokoto by Magasco, also of Cameroon. And Go Down by Cheba Temba, featuring Emmy Wembo, all from Tanzania. But Wangrim Bobo Bubu Style right now by the great Succulent, one of Sierra Leone's finest.
Baby, now me make it design so.
Wangrim Bobo.
Wangrim Bobo,
na yume kare shine so. Wangrim Bobo,
apuli na
I'll be saying I love you. once upon a rhyme. Nakumbuka Mary alipusumbua. Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme. Ojitahidi sana bado kachengua. Umekumbwa na jini gani? Mbona mami hatuelewani? Hata jini kisirani sio kama we. Wala jini makata hakufikiwe. Kosa langu kukuweka ndani. Haijulikani ndani mwanaume nani. Kila siku vituko tu. Mara moja moja baby unajiweka down. Go down. Hata mara moja moja go down. Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down.
Kwanza sema na moyo wako, usiringie uzuri wako. Unakupandaga mami na kushuka.
Tupendane forever mpaka kufa. Usiku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter. Nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta ushaposti picha.
Pesa zisikupe uchizi,
kiburi na kutudharau.
Wale tulokupa shavu, sasa unatusahau.
Hata mara moja moja go down.
Embere.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down. Go down. Hata mara moja moja go down.
Embere.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down.
I wanna feel love.
Tulia tulia mami upate raha. Baki kwangu mami upate raha.
Punguza maringo kidogo uja. Punguza na nyodo kidogo uja. Wacha kubinua kichugu.
Hata wende wapi kwa kwenye mesha nasa.
Go down.
Hata mara moja moja go down.
Tembere.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down. Go down. Hata mara moja moja go down.
Tembere.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down.
Tulia, tulia, tulia. Baby girl, mami, wash up, please.
It's Jikoni, baby.
You've just listened to Go Down by Cheba, Temba, and Emmy Wimbo, all from Tanzania. And before that, this great man from Cameroon, Magasco, in Sokoto, and One Grain Bobo by the great succulent Sugar Man from Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Remember, my guest today is Adele Clarice, and Adele hails from Cameroon. She's got a wonderful voice, and you want to hear that interview and those beautiful songs, so stay tuned and don't go away.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Move to the Vibe is our next track, and this is by DXD from Ghana. Dawuni, Extraordinary Dawuni, featuring Kaka. It's beautiful.
Invasion, yeah. Yo, Kaka, come to make the girl them scatter. DXG on another one. Cock on this one. Yeah, yeah. Mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the eye. Girl, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Yeah, just move to the vibe. Dressed up in your freshest design. Mommy, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
Turn head and break neck when you alone I feel set. I never see nobody like you, you perfect. All fashion and styling, I'm heard at the sign. Me waffy give you a fly ride and make you reach above sky. Alright, when you drum a drum, how you walk out a ton. Let me see you call, I'm on the wall, so I see how me can't stop. DXD, you done, I said that fire rock. I know the mix, real up this blood, yeah, baby girl, you're too fit. Groovy and truly ruling the whole place. Rust, losing, I'm losing, focus make me sweat. Rush, yeah, they make me just get a piece of the rust. Lava like summer in Africa, you bad girl.
Just move to the vibe.
make a man one follow Mona Lisa. Make me wanna pre that, me no wanna tease her. Me just a one bite the real thin like a pizza. Then a teaser, and then a freezer. Girl, me make the hopeless burn up like the shisha. You wanna shisha? Oh, what is a tin can of rippling coffee shit like a Lisa. Girl, bubble and bubble, your girl bubble. I put the tin to a whole new level. Chuck it to the dap, as on to make me marvel. While we party in a style, it's like we bring trouble. But we don't sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the hype. Yeah, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Hey, just move to the vibe. Dressed up in your freshest design. Mommy, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
Me love your groove and design. Love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up. Me love your groove and design. Love the way you move to the vibe. You burning up. Me love your groove and design. Love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up. Me love your move and design. Love the way you do your dirty wine.
Yeah, yeah. Mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the hype. Yeah, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
I call her with Sue Vision in Yamadoso. Ah, I'll switch you with me, Yana, Mini Yamapopo. Miss Amazon to star.
It's big,
Chris. Miss Big Donkey star.
I'll stop at West
Ham.
Let me confess, mommy can't create no way she nobody be my empress. Till I die, me the compare with mommy. If you so find me, nobody contest. I had to say, bully pampers. Best of all times, on no head and legs. I had to say, be very careful. Till I'm a heavy one, don't care. Now they're boring, we provide you no man pay. Girl, be a kick and on fire. But I said a twist and I wear that fly or oh, whether in a walk, whether in a juju or whether in a god. I'm already here, so whatever you go talk. Main person because I don't give a main person because I don't give a about mama treat. I got a full water, mama do my coma because I don't suffer. It took a long time, but still your papa. Yeah, I said a twist and I be cross, yeah.
Me and you go do the rubber dance. Oh, oh, oh. Inside me. You feel it there inside me.
Inside me.
For show you say na me, na you right man. I want for treat you proper. I want pull you up and suffer. Anything you want I go offer. But you just didn't make for me. Girl, I wanna be with you. And I wanna make you mine. Want you to be with me till the end of time. I really want you to know. And I don't want you to go. Me and you for do the rubber dance. Oh,
I call out with you a bitch and me a mad also. I call her with Sue Bitch and me and my dosso. Hey, what's the cheer and me and me and my popo? Aye,
he don't take, well then they try pop well. This love every day, more blessing from the one above. Maybe, now God don't make me for you, baby. This love I get for you is so true.
Inside Me, originally done by Nasser Ayoub of Sierra Leone, and before that, Move to the Vibe by DXD and Kaka from Ghana. Well, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Adele Clarice from Cameroon.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat right here on the Voice of America. And my guest today on the show is a young and enterprising, beautiful singer from Cameroon. And that is Adele Clarice. Is this Adele Clarice or Adele Clarice?
It's Adele Clarice. I think that one sounds more sexy.
All right. Yeah, I love Adele Clarice.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the African Beat, Adele.
Thanks for having me. It's like I've been wanting this forever. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I've been waiting forever to get you to come.
So So finally, we're here.
And we're on the African beats.
Thanks for having me.
So how are you feeling right now?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so happy being here. It's like we should do this interview like all day long, you know.
I've got so much work to do.
Yes.
So let's get down to business.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, I just told people that Adele is from Cameroon, but you know, let's go back a little bit and tell us who is Adele. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Adele Clarice is a US-based Cameroonian artist, and I've been singing for a very long time. I'm a graduate from the University of Boya, studied sociology and anthropology, and Adele Clarice.
So you like digging?
I love digging. I love, like, artifacts. I love archaeology. That was my favorite. I love that.
I did anthropology in college, too.
You did? Amazing. So we have something in common. We'll catch up with that later.
Yeah.
So basically, I've been singing all my life. I was a member of the University of Boya Orchestra. I was actually the lead vocalist. I was a lead vocalist for Alliance Franco-Boya Orchestra as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been singing. I had a group. First of all, I won a competition, started the man. It was a TV reality show and talent stuff and all that. So it was amazing. I was the third in Stade de Mang. So that's when my career started. And I was like, oh, maybe I can get serious with this music thing. So I have a group called BAM, B-A-A-M. We won the Nescafe African Revelations in Cameroon, and we represented Cameroon in Africa. And we won in Africa. So there were 8 African countries. So it was like a huge thing. That was it. The final was in Ivory Coast. So it was great. We did a tour around African countries. And yeah, like the winners. And I was a diva, you know. Like,
I still am. I was going to say, Cameroon is missing a jam.
They really are. You know, that was the period when Facebook was not like that much of like,
so we cannot see
now.
Most of those things that you did out there.
Yeah, so things we did were definitely not on Facebook. I don't think there was Facebook. There was just like Yahoo Messenger and stuff. Things. Twitter was not like, even now I don't know how to use Twitter. It's funny.
We'll get somebody to teach you.
Yes.
Just like me. That's cool. At least you that's quite a journey.
Thanks.
And you know, I can remember the first time I saw you, it was at the Panafest in Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And you were performing, but then you just came to the US. I said, whoa, that voice. I need to speak to that voice. And and since then, you blossomed. And everybody's talking about Adele Clarice, this powerful voice from Cameroon.
Thank you so much. I think it's like the personality comes first before the talent. Because I get... I know how to relate with people, you know, we study sociology, so we know how to deal with people in their different cultures, different people. Like, I know how to deal with people. Then the talent comes in now, and I just love what I do, and I'm natural, I feel free, you know.
That should be one thing.
Yeah.
You got to love what you do. And so, you know what? I want people to get a taste of that voice. You are speaking now as Adele.
Yes.
And I want to show them who Adele Clarice is.
Okay.
When she sings. And so, we're going to take the first song. It's On Fait Comme Ça.
Okay.
And that is in French.
Yes.
And what is On Fait Comme Ça?
On Fait Comme Ça is Let's Do Like That. It's
let's
kind of
like that,
an Afro
like
pop.
Yeah. You know, like
dance
this, like
hall,
that.
Comme Ci, Comme Ça. Like you said earlier. So I just shot
like
a video.
Like Comme Ci, Comme Ça.
Yeah.
You know, like this, like that. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, like that.
So let's do it. Okay, we're going to do this right now. When we come back, we have more for you. Adele is going to tell us more about how much is Cameroon missing this jam.
Aww.
So let's take the first track. Au fait comme ça, like this.
Like that.
And like that. We'll be right back.
Put it on, yeah. Me like the way me pull this thing on you. So baby, push it, dance it, break it down to the floor. want it this low.
Get down, get down. Said I like the way you're getting on the place. Would you get down, get down? I like the way I'm walking. Say I swear to God, swear to God. I like the way I'm walking. Say I swear to God, swear to God. So if you come see my mama, I go show you the matter. And if you give it to me, I go give it to you. Say not trendy by my butter. Say if you come see my mama, I go show you the matter. And if you give it to me, I go give it to you. Say not trendy by my butter. Baby, bouge, bouge, danse. Break it down to the floor, da 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 da. The way you put it on me, I swear to God, you didn't make it my bangolo. Tu es mon amour, mon bébé de l'éternité.
On fait comme,
comme ça.
Like this and like that.
Anybody who doesn't dance to it is a hater.
But you know, that was cool. I love it. I love it. And I love the mixture, the blend of English and French. And
yes.
you are bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
You speak French and English. And you were born in the English part of Cameroon.
Yes.
In Boya.
No, I was born actually in the French part.
In the French part.
But I was a year old when I moved to Boya.
Oh, okay.
That's why English took over. Like,
you know,
but my parents
and everybody,
when,
most times, most of the stars from Cameroon that I've talked to that are English based, and they will tell me, oh, I was born in Bamenda, I was born in Boya. I was, oh my God. And the name Bamenda just freaks me out. I love it.
You do?
I want to go there.
Oh, you should.
I know.
They have a crisis now when it gets, when it goes, when it gets better.
We hope it gets better because some of us want to come.
Yes.
We want to come and see that beautiful place.
Oh my God. So much food. You've eaten Cameroonian food, right?
Oh man. I have a lot of Cameroonian friends.
No, really.
A whole lot of Cameroonian friends. And they give me Cameroonian food all the time. Let's talk about your music career right now. You know, since you started way back there and you became a very big star in Cameroon, going across Africa. But now you are in the US. Tell us, what has changed? How is the transition going on? Because you are in a transition period. You know,
to come
from where, in your country, where you became a very huge star, to where you come and it's like you're looking at it as like you have to start all over again and not to take you where you want to go. So how is that going? How is it playing out?
Well, it's hard. Transition's always hard because you try to settle down, you try to understand the environment around you. So basically that's what I've been doing, like, but I have this thing in me, I just feel like I'm a blessed person. Like, if I have to do something, I do it to the maximum, I do it to be great. So if I have to perform somewhere, I just use that moment to be like explosive so that people don't forget me. I just want to always take that moment because this is what I love, this is what I love to do. So it hasn't been so difficult because I came here. I have my aunt, live with my aunt, and it's not like I was searching for where to stay. I had a home. I had a home. I had help every time I needed it. So I had a band. Immediately I came, I think a week later, I joined K-Vibes band. So it was like, oh
my God.
It kept my dream going. Things were just falling into place.
Are you still with the band?
Naomi actually introduced me to the band.
Okay.
So, because she used to be part of the band.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the band. Even though we don't have like regular gigs. Yes, I'm still with them. If they have something, they call me. So I got with the Lions band as well. you know the Lions Band, right? Mm-hmm. They're amazing. Yes. So I got with them too. So my life was like singing from here and there, here and there. So the transition wasn't that bad because I still had my thing going. I had the music going, and yeah, I travel a lot. You know, I travel a lot, right?
Maybe that's why it was so difficult to get you to come on the show.
Maybe. Maybe. In 2017, I was in Mexico. 2016, I was in Mexico. I've been to Canada. The Enfer Comme Ça song, I recorded in Canada.
In Canada,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm traveling a lot, like interstate.
You know, when
traveling.
You say I'm traveling a lot, like the other day, I was chatting with a Ghanaian star called Wiyala. You know, Wiyala, I saw her and she, her performance is excellent.
Oh, really?
And I sent her a message. She said, David, you know what? I want to be on the show, but I'm somewhere far, far away, and I'll be coming back together in November. When I come, can we do something?
Everybody wants to be on your show. Who doesn't want to be on African Beat? Come on. It's a beautiful show. You know.
All right. So now we move on, and we have another track that we want you to play for us, and that is Down in the Rain.
Yes.
Down in the Rain.
You know, I
was listening.
Song.
I was listening to that song just now, but I want you to talk about this song. Yeah, tell me about
okay.
it. Tell me about it.
I wrote this song when the crisis in Cameroon actually started. Okay. If you listen to the lyrics, and it was so painful to watch because Cameroon has always been like a peaceful, a solemn, a place that everyone wanted to come to, like to celebrate on vacation and anything. So being here is the first time ever since I was born to see what is going on there now. So I when I listened to this instrumental, it was produced by Deroy Headley. Deroy Headley is from Jamaica. He actually played the instruments live, and he's amazing. So
that song was recorded live.
It was recorded live. Everything was recorded live. So he had the drummer come in and the pianist. So it was really good. It was professional. So Deroy, he had an idea of the beat. So I needed lyrics. So I called my friend Sean Styler. He's in Cameroon. He actually helped me to start writing the song. And the further part of the song, Deroy had one of his good ladies write it. Like, it was just, then I had to chip in something to, like, down in the rain, I'm in pain and stuff. So I was looking for a way out. I don't know how to come out from this pain and stuff. Can the rain wash it down? That's basically the song. So it was inspired by the crisis.
I can imagine somebody like you, born on the French part, grew up in the English part, and you blend in so well. It's like you are caught in the middle.
Yes, somewhat. Somewhat. I belong everywhere.
Yeah, because to me, it's just Cameroon.
Yes, it's just Cameroon. It's just Cameroon to me, too. Like,
all right, well, let's take this song.
I wish everybody could have a dialogue and get everything working.
Can we dedicate this one to the people out there?
Yes, this is dedicated to the families who've lost their loved ones and those that are homeless, suffering, they are refugees in Nigeria. And this song is actually dedicated to them.
Okay. So we take this song now, and Adele Clarice is going to perform the song for us. It is Down in the Rain. So wherever you are, we're thinking about you. And so this is for you.
And the rain pour down on me and wash away my pain.
going down, 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 down in the rain. How I wish I could understand the way I feel inside. The way I feel inside. I need a good way to free me from this fear. Emotions I can't hide. A good life, it's just another day to another galaxy. I need a sweet escape, or take me higher. Yes, I need a change, take me to another place. I need another way. Is this a good life? It's just another day to another galaxy. I need a sweet escape, or take me higher. Yes, I need a change. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. I'm going down, 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 down in the rain.
Wow, 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 wow. Down, down, down in the rain. Adele, Clarice.
Let the rain pour.
That is a beautiful song, a heart-touching song, a song that even somebody like me that came from a country that was at war for 11 years, I can relate to. Because I know what it means.
I cannot even imagine.
When you are in that moment of suffering, in that moment of trying to save your life.
Yeah.
And you know, when that rain pours down on you, there is no place for you to hide. There is no place for you to seek shelter.
Nope.
The bullets are flying. The bombs are flying all over you. Those are moments that is not easy.
I cannot even
try
to imagine that because I watched things on TV. And
you have watched.
My God.
I have seen.
That's
why I can relate to a song like this.
Yeah.
I was in my country when the war started. For 11 years, from the first bullet to the last one.
My God.
I was on radio. So, sometimes when I see things like this, I say, God, can you just let it end?
I think peace is the way out.
It is the only way out.
Dialogue, communication, just understanding.
Let's talk and bring this to an end. It is the poor people, the children, and the women that are going to suffer. Men are going to die.
Yeah. People need to
be... Peaceful people are going to die.
Yeah. Justice needs to be done.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Adele Clarice. And Adele hails from Cameroon.
Yes.
And she's been running away for a while, but now she's back. And she said, David, you know I've been traveling a lot, right? Yeah, I didn't know that. She was trying to put that one in my mouth. But I refused to accept that.
Oh, boy.
And I am happy that she's here. So, what did the people, your fans in Cameroon, say to you after you just disappeared and they found you in America? What are they saying to you?
So people were like, it was just because I sneaked out. You know how you sneak out of a country, like, oh my God, Adele, I'm so happy for you. Some people are like, America has taken our Beyonce, our Whitney Houston. They refer me to Whitney Houston a lot because I love to do her cover and I do it well. So they refer to me a lot. Whitney Houston.
So you do it well? You want to give me something?
Of course.
Yes, yes, give me something. Any one of you in Houston, just give it to me.
Okay. And I will always love you.
Adele Clarice. You are Adele Clarice of Africa.
And
that is why we're proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
That is why we're proud of you. So I'm not surprised if the people out there are saying, come back home and take your place.
I'm like, I'll be back. I'll be back, guys.
And when I come back, it's going to be big.
Yes.
So when should they be expecting you?
By God's grace, next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Cameroon, get ready.
Not playing.
Adele Clarice is coming.
Yes.
And guess what? If possible, some of us are going to be there. Yes. When you're going. Can you take us in the hand of this?
Of course. You're my buddy. Buddy boo. You have to follow me. Like.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You. More music coming to you. And we've got some good stuff. Our next song we're going to play on the show is Not Anymore. Not Anymore. And you know what? I want us to talk about this song, but let's play it. And when we come back, because there is something to this song that I want to ask Adele about. And Adele is going to perform it, Not Anymore. When we come back, we talk about it.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. First time I met you, I told you I got a baby home.
Yes. Not anymore. Adele Clarice.
Yep.
Not anymore about what? Why did you fall in love?
Okay.
Why did that happen? So
this song was written by Delroy Headley. Uh-huh. I guess it's his story, but I just like put myself in his story.
And you fitted in that.
Oh, I did.
It was like it was you. You did not. And you so performed the song like, I was looking at you, I said, is she talking about herself? So let's talk about
it.
Give me the feeling that that was going through your mind.
Well, I've been through a situation like this.
I knew it. Yes. I knew it. I knew something was underneath. Because you cannot perform that song like that.
Oh, yeah.
I knew something
was there. No, a lot of girls have gone through this.
Okay.
I can say all.
Not all.
No, it should be all.
Some of men.
Except those.
Even men have gone through that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Except those people that are married to their first love, I think that should be a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had your first love, it's always something else. the love is always overwhelming. So I'm like, I don't want that kind of love. That kind of love that takes your heart. And before you want that heart back, probably you guys have a misunderstanding and you have to separate. And he's going with your heart, like, you want your heart back, like, yes. So I don't want to do this anymore.
There will always be a first love. There's no way you can get into love without a first love.
Yeah, but if that first love is your forever love, I think it's going to be different.
Hmm.
But if it's something that's going to have a breach, then it's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be like, not anymore. But I don't want to do this anymore. Like, you know, yeah.
So what would you say to the young girls who are looking for first love, or the young gentlemen who are looking for first love?
I know.
What would you tell them? Because
yes, you should take your time, people. Like, I wish I knew a lot before. But even though I started dating when I was at a university, like, I waited that long for my first. But I'm just saying, like, young girls out there, don't rush. It's not a competition. Take your time, because I know sometimes you feel like there's this fire of love in you, like you want that particular guy. Don't program your mind like that. Maybe that's not the guy God wants for you.
Did you program your mind like that?
I guess so, because my friends were like, Adele, leave that guy, blah, blah, he's not good enough and stuff. I'm like, nah, you guys should let me be. Like, I was just so naive and so babyish, childish. Yeah.
And now you're saying not anymore.
Now I'm a big girl. I know what is good. Listen from me, girls. Listen from me, young ones. Like, don't rush. Don't run faster than your shadow.
So now
take
this
your
is,
time.
This, okay, now this is personal. Now this is personal.
Uh-huh. You ask personal questions on African Beat.
Adele, I am doing my interview. Okay. You are not the one that is interviewing me. Okay, good.
Yes.
So, is there someone there now?
Huh? Like, really?
Like, yes.
Really? Like, my mom would tell me. You know, my mom on the phone today, I was coming here and she's like, oh, ma, if they ask you a question that you don't want to answer,
don't answer.
I said, okay, mom. So this is one of those questions.
This is one of those questions you don't want to answer.
I want to keep it personal.
Okay.
That's how she put it.
Private.
I want to keep it private and personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm,
we'll talk about it later.
But you know, you are no more a private person, right?
I'm not.
You are a public figure. Everybody in Cameroon, across Africa, and now you're on African Beat, and everybody's going to say, oh,
you
yes,
want to lure me into
close.
Answering this question, right? Beyonce has secrets. Michael Jackson had secrets. You journalists can try as much as you can to dig it, but you can never have it all. You can never have it all.
Is somebody? Are you looking?
Okay,
looking at somebody?
Go dig it. Go do your job.
Is somebody
looking
at you?
It's sociology, right? It's archaeology.
Okay. All right. Okay. Not anymore. I'm not going to ask any more questions than that. Not anymore.
Thank God for that top. That title.
Well, that's the way we do it right here on the African Beat. You know, we just have some wonderful conversations and we enjoy it, and we bring you the music. You remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat.
Yeah.
Without that power, there is no beat. Trust me,
there is
no beat. And so right now, what we're going to do, we have to make you dance, because that's where we're going to climax. But before we come to Zangele, people will be yearning to know, with all these beautiful songs, when are they going to get it? People want to get your songs. They want you to get involved. They want you to be in their homes. They want you to be in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
They want to listen to you. They want to dance to your music.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening?
Okay. What I can say is you guys just have to follow me on social media. Like, I'll update you on everything. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. I'll have every information.
And what's the information that you look for?
Like, Adele Clarice is spelled A-D-E-L-E, a hyphen, C-L-A-R-I-C-E.
Is it that people who are called Adele are powerful singers?
I think so. And you know, Adele and myself have the same birthday. Did I tell you?
No, you didn't. Oh, wow.
But you know what my friends used to say? I'm the better Adele.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I'm the better Adele.
Okay, yes, give us information
about Adele.
Your social media contact.
Well, yeah, Adele Clarice, A-D-E-L-E hyphen C-L-A-R-I-C-E. On Instagram, just add the letter 1. And yeah, that's it. Everywhere else is Adele Clarice.
It's Adele Clarice. Yeah, so just check out all social media for Adele Clarice.
Yes, guys.
And every information you need about the upcoming CD and all those beautiful songs that you are hearing and seeing here today will be there for you.
Yeah.
It's going to come. Mm-hmm. It's going to come. And so, Cameroon, watch out. Next year, Adele is going to land. All right?
Hallelujah.
Hey! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't force me to sing, please. So once again, I want to say a very big thank you.
I
want to say a very big thank you, Adele, for being my guest on the show. And I'm looking forward to a day when we have like the live band in here.
Yeah,
bringing some of you of the bandmen so that we can have some live show.
Absolutely.
You know.
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, I want to say thanks to all our fans out there, and for those of you who are watching and listening to the African Beat right now, thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to this great show. And thanks to my technicians and engineers out there, to Thomas, Carl, and Gary. Yes, Gary is the best guy in the business. Thank you so much, Gary. You are the man. All right? And so with that, Adele is going to leave us now with Zangali.
Zangali.
So you know, just before you take to Zangali, what is the Zangali about?
Zangali, you know,
like the Zangali War.
Zangali War, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a tune from this famous artist from Cameroon, Zangali War.
The Zangali War group,
So,
okay.
It's from there, like.
And you got your own Zangali.
It's just a groove, African feel.
African flavor.
Yeah, I got the beat from my friend in Nigeria, Zinia.
And it's a beautiful song. So what are we going to do? We're going to dance to that one. So get ready. Until we meet again, I am David Vanney here in Washington. On behalf of my guest, Adele Clarice, we leave you now with this as Adele performs Zangale.
Decide on who we want to become. But never forget, we leave life to impact on other people.